Our next review is on the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay, out of Green Bay. And Marcy, you on that one.
So the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay is located in Green Bay, Wisconsin. They created a multimedia origin stories program, and this is the second year of the program. They will be working with 20 youths to create a multi-panel comic book pages. And this is a 20-week course that at the end they will compile the... they're expecting about 90% of the students' graphic panel, multi-panel comic book pages into a graphic novel. The project will cost a little over $15,000, and they are asking for $6,000. Something I thought was really impressive was the project targets youth who are traditionally underrepresented in an after-school arts program, but they will also be working with artists to develop narration, illustration, photography, and filmmaking experience. The participants will present at Untitled Town Book and Author Festival, so they'll get to talk to the Green Bay community about community identity, as well as build their own confidence. One of the things that I noticed, and I don't know that we can necessarily deduct anything, it's more of a comment than anything, but one of their major funding resources decreased from 80% to 50%, and it's a glide path for self-sustainability is what I understood it to be. As a result, they cut positions from full to part-time, and they reduced supply costs. So I was hoping that they would identify a plan for how they will address this should this happen again in the future. So will this program get to continue, or is that not something to worry about? Is this program going to be saved if additional cuts happen to the Boys and Girls Club?
And you just would have liked them to address that sustainability of the program in the narrative itself.
Yeah.
And we say that, you know, the financial piece is not something we factor into, but the budget is. So certainly something like that, you know, if that is a red flag, that's great to know. So
okay.
Other comments on that one? Marcy, was that?
That's it.
Great. And Keith, you're the second reader on that one.
Yep. I think she covered everything really well. The only I really liked that they what the aspects of what they were concentrating on in this, the storytelling, book illustration, photography, filmmaking, all drawn together. I really liked that idea. Again, innovative, kind of, in that they're going to do a graphic novel. Quite often, the kids that this group is trying to serve or attempting to serve are ones that are really going to identify with the graphic novels, and the library media specialist, two in the district. And when I look at the graphic novels, I just know that the appeal of those to kids that are at risk are very high. So I thought that was kind of neat that they would be creating one. The one disappointing thing that I saw in it, I wanted to see the graphic novel they created year one, and they should have linked out to it or something, or at least the cover, or I wanted to see what they did.
So,
you know, and that's the only other thing is I think it can even bring money in. I did not see that they actually publish it. I don't know, did somebody else see that in here? And I thought, you know, as a suggestion to them is that they consider that, because there are ways that they can self-publish that, and maybe people would pay for a copy of that, and they could bring money back in to self-fund the program for other years.
My impression, and maybe I can't find the exact language, but I thought they mentioned this coming year they would look into publishing that this new graphic novel, but I guess I can't find it.
I couldn't either. I thought I read that, and that might have been in the preliminary application, but
maybe.
Most of that carries over. I don't know how you guys get it from when we were looking at Dropbox and how then we get to the final stage here, if that was something that was modified or whatever, but I thought so too, but I couldn't find it when I went in and reviewed this.
Because I remember reading published. I got really excited.
Me too,
because
I buy it for our library.
And I wonder if that was a detail that Yeah, no, on the first, their initial, I think the 800, no, the 450-word summary that they first submitted, they do say, a goal of the second year of the Multimedia Origin Stories project will be to assemble and publish a graphic novel featuring a compilation of Heath's original stories. So,
very cool.
Good memory,
Emma. That might be something that you would want to say.
Yeah, that's great. Other comments on this one?
I think this is a really great project and high impact for the 20 students, but I have some concern that it only impacts 20 students.
Yep.
It doesn't take away from the value for those students, it's just a much smaller pool than...
Right, and understanding that it's also like a very detailed project that you may not want 40 students, but then how to develop in planning, how do you grow to have 40 students but different classrooms and different educators?
Sure.
So, yeah.
I'd love to see a long-range plan as to potentially how to grow and publish.
Yeah.
Lisa, any comments on this one?
I feel the same. I could express a lot of the same sentiments. I think it's a really strong proposal, especially because it's dealing with technology and the origin stories. But the small numbers is a little bit of a concern. But if this is a project that will continue and grow, that could potentially filter more into surrounding school districts. But it would be nice to see that kind of outlined.
Yeah, and I'll say on that that we often say that, if it's a relatively few number of, youth or folks that are benefiting, if it's a quality arts experience, we value
that. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Certainly.
Definitely quality.
But that's a great feedback for them, in terms of growth and sustainability moving forward. So,